to talk with our good friend Perry Sorrell, and he's with Bartlett Co-op. How you doing, Perry?
I'm doing great, Tom. Thank you. How are you doing this wonderful chilly winter morning?
We've got a mixture of sunshine and big fat snowflakes where I am. So it's definitely the Midwest. So we're looking at a lot of different things. First of all, you're with Bartlett Co-op, and for folks who might not know how co-ops operate, can you give us just a little thumbnail sketch of what a co-op is and what it does?
Well, you bet, Tom. Be glad to do that. So most co-ops are owned by their members, and so we do business just like any other business, except we don't have a single owner. And so in our case, we're a farmer's co-op, and do business with anyone, but we sell feed, we sell propane, we sell diesel fuel, we fix tires, we make gates and panels and sell those, hay bed trailers, we have shovels, we have garden seed, we have just a little bit of everything that almost anybody would need.
So you're basically a farmer or a rancher's best friend.
Well, we like to think that. Not everybody agrees with us. There's always a pricey thing. But yeah, we like to do that. Our goal is to help farmers and ranchers, and like with propane, anybody that needs propane or even fuel, we have service stations, those kind of things. So
now, how are we doing on propane? Because there's a lot of it being used. What is our situation? Is it plentiful, or are we kind of running thin? What's the scenario?
You bet, Tom. That's a wonderful question and a little bit scary. Yes, propane supplies are a little bit thin, we're hearing. We haven't had any problems at the Bartlett Co-op getting any yet, but because of this sudden demand, we're a little nervous about that. And of course, anytime there's a strong demand, it's causing prices to go up.
Mm-hmm. That's just the function of markets, and that's not somebody trying to take advantage of the situation. I want to make that clear to folks who might not understand that.
Tom, thank you so much for making that clear. That is very, very true. And as a matter of fact, a lot of times our margin percent is less in these situations because we hate raising prices during the middle of an event like this. We know our patrons are struggling and to stay warm and all of a sudden these increased demands and we hate price increases. We only do it when we have to.
And that is very much understood. Now with propane and with folks who use this, you got to be careful with it. I mean, this is a very good product. This is a very useful product, and it's very cost effective too. But it's nothing to play around with.
Boy, Tom, I love talking to you. You have so much knowledge, and that's exactly right. Propane is very safe if handled correctly, just like you're saying, and if you take all the precautions and put it in place, it's as safe as anything that we have. But again, you need to be aware of its dangers and risk and eliminate those so that it can heat you and keep your water warm and those other things that we need it so much for.
Yeah, you don't want those tanks to get too cool, but then again, you got to watch how you keep them warm. Is that something that folks need to be aware of?
Yeah, hopefully we're not quite to that point yet. Tom, you don't miss anything. That's exactly right. Especially these high, whenever you start moving a lot of volumes at cold temperatures, you can have some problems with it freezing up. And so the special precautions, then need to be taken place to keep that from happening. Hopefully we don't see that too much of extreme unless we get much colder.
All right, very good. That is good. That's kind of a relief. Thanks for explaining that. Now, on to maybe something a little bit more pleasant, a little bit more springtimey, coming up on March 26th and 27th at Coffeyville Community College at Nellis Hall. Again, thank you, Bartlett Co-op, for being the presenting sponsor for our Interstate Farm and Home Show. This is really going to be something nice. A lot of folks are looking to find an excuse to get out and about and see friends and neighbors again.
Boy, you bet. What an exciting event. We've been thrilled to be involved with this since the beginning with this group and with your team, Tom. What a great opportunity for the vendors in the area and also for the communities to see the businesses that we have locally and support those folks and also, you know, get our products out there. We are just overjoyed of the exposure that we get, and frankly, some of the funnest parts we have is working here with the radio group and having the opportunity to see what happens when multiple businesses and people get together to make something happen. Whenever we go over and see the customers and the people coming in from miles and miles around into that area, it just does my heart good because, you know, this is where we live, and I love where we live, and we need people to know the wonderful things we have here. And this Spring Farm Show is one of the first in the series that hopefully will get to happen this year. And it is, irregardless of the conditions we may face with COVID, this thing is one of the very best events that we can have happen to us.
And indeed it is, and it's great to not only to see the folks come in to have a look-see, but a lot of good partnerships are formed at these things, too, at the business level. Next thing you know, you're next to a booth with somebody, or you're just walking around while you're taking a break from your own booth, and boom, next thing you know, you're finding ways where you can help each other out. It's a really nice thing.
Well, you bet. That's exactly right. You know, this is our community, and it takes all of us. And, you know, sure, we have competitors, but at the same time, most of those competitors, their kids go to my kids' schools, and we're in our own communities, and we need each of us to make this a thriving, growing place. You, well said. I really appreciate you saying that.
Hey, Barry, where can we find out more about Bartlett Co-op on the web? Do you have a web presence in Facebook and all that jazz?
We do, yeah. So we have a bartlettcoop.com, and if you look that up on the web, we have a web page there, and we're overjoyed for people to look at that. We do also have a Facebook page. I'm not as familiar with how to use that, but we do have that.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you call any of our locations, hopefully you will talk to some of the most friendly people that are around and help a person there, too.
Barry, I want to thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day, and I know you're busy because your phone's been ringing off the hook today, not only from guys like me, but for people who really need something. So I want to thank you for stopping by on the telephone and visiting with us.
Oh, what a treat. It's a real pleasure. It's an exciting event to be a part of what you're doing this morning, and thank you for giving me the opportunity.
All righty. Thank you very much, Barry, with Bartlett Co-op. Thank you. We'll see you up there at the college here at the show, if not sooner. Thank you, my friend.
You bet. Thank you, Tom.
Bye.